Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the shift with Dez and Katie. Two generations, 2 points of view coming at you. It's the shift. Stand by.
All right, everybody, welcome to the shift. It's Dez here with my brother Aiden, who we're waiting for Katie, to be honest, for our Patreon viewers that are that actually watch this video. Katie was supposed to be here at 9 a.m. It's now 9:17, and the assumption is that she's fast asleep and has slept through her alarm. So we're just gonna start because this is the time to do it. And what harm? Hopefully, Katie will show up on the episode. How are you doing, Aiden?
Great. We're living the life out here.
We're living the life out here in West Hampton. And by the way, even though we are filming on a Zoom meeting, the more important thing is the audio experience.
Yes.
So don't focus too much on how you look.
It is distracting to see yourself.
Well, don't look at yourself.
Well, I think you look great. So
yeah, I mean, I think we look fantastic. So I wouldn't worry about it too much. Both of us have been, I haven't been that honest about my life here in West Hampton. But essentially what I do is I play golf in the morning. I come home. I take a nap. I play with the dog. Well, first, actually, let me just say what my morning is like. I wake up in the morning. I take the dog for a quick pee break. Then more often than not, I make the coffee, wouldn't you say, Aiden?
Yes, you do. Yeah.
Yeah. And then after I make the coffee, I then have a few cups of coffee and I take the dog for like a proper training session on the beach. Aiden has usually woken up by then. We watch CNN until I leave and go play golf for 4.5 hours. Aiden looks after the dog. Then I come home. I have a nap. I hope that Aiden has had a nap.
Yes.
Because in the afternoon, we play volleyball for 3 hours.
The afternoon naps are unbelievable. I don't know whether they're out of nowhere. I'm every day, 12:30, I take a nap. Because I'm waking up probably 6:30 out here.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of stayed on Irish time, even though I've been here since March. When did you get here?
End of May. Sometime like May 28th or something like that, May 23rd.
So, wow, you're coming near 2 months here too.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, so then we play volleyball. Then we have like some simple dinner or some Uber Eats. Some guy has to drive like 45 minutes to deliver us Uber Eats. You know, they walk, every driver that's arrived has been like, oh my God, this is the longest journey I've ever had in my life. And then we eat the cold Uber Eats because it's come from so far away. And we fall asleep and repeat.
I think it's going great.
Yeah, just, you know what? Hold that in your hand. Fuck it. Don't speak right into it, but hold it in your hand so that we have a nice.
All right. But I think it's going great. I think it's a success.
If anyone sees a shaky screen, it's because the dog has just taken a mask from under our computer. And that is the end of that mask.
And are people watching this now live?
No, Aiden. Okay. Will you stop worrying? I told you not to worry about the image.
Okay,
the image is the image curious. Doesn't matter. It's for the Patreon. The image doesn't matter.
But, you know, before I came here during the pandemic, I was living with Anna. So,
all right. So from our listeners will remember that episode when we were in France.
Yes. France.
What a different world. We were in France skiing and Aiden was telling us a bit about his relationship. So what's the update?
Well, I mean, it was good practice living with Anna before I moved here. You know, I learned a lot about living with people.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. Like pandemic cohabitation, you had it.
We had it, and I think it was a success. You know, we did great together. I mean, we had a little bit of a routine. You know, I'd wake up in the morning, and I'd go for a walk first thing in the morning because I'm still up. I'm up. I was up so early. I'm up at 6 o'clock. She can't believe that I don't lay in bed from 6 to 8. You know, like once I'm up, I'm up. I can't.
Yeah, that's our family. That's the way that we are.
Yes,
yeah,
so I'll be out going for a walk, and then I come back. And
you don't have to get in too much of it.
Yeah.
You're getting into some. No, I just, how did it go with you guys together? Cohabitation.
It was great. It went good. I mean,
she's not listening anymore. Tell us the truth.
No.
Tell us the truth that you actually once walked into the living room and caught her watching YouTube videos.
Yes.
Of
how to live with a messy man. There's women out there who are making a living on YouTube, like doing top 10 things and telling you, like, you know, how to live in a home. And, yeah, you know, so there's one particular blonde woman. I don't know who she is. She was trying to say, like, so this is true now. Anna was actually putting notes on the cabinet doors saying, like, close me, because obviously I have a thing with leaving the cabinets open. This is, I'm not lying. She put close me, post-its all over the house, the things I wasn't doing.
And if you think that that's just an Anna thing, let me I might not be able to find it quick enough. Oh, yeah, here we go. Random person on Instagram. You lads with the open cupboards. Can I send the hubby over? He'll fit right in with you. Because I had posted this Instagram of the dog on the couch with Aiden, and there's an open cupboard. So even on Instagram, we're getting given out to by random women about the fact that we don't close the cupboards all the time.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. I know. It's crazy. Women.
Well, not raised properly.
Yeah. So, and, you know, a couple other things too, you know.
Like what?
Well, this is probably a common thing that happened was when we first started moving in together, like I was watching TV and I let a fart rip. And then
did you let it rip?
Not
deliberately, or was it an accident?
She was upstairs. I was in the watching sports or whatever in the living room. I let one rip, thinking it's all good. And then Anna opens it, comes down like a minute into it.
Oh God, that's a bad, that's a tough situation when you've ripped when you think you're on your own. So what happened?
She went crazy. She's like, oh my God, you stink. So then she goes out and buys Febreze.
Right?
So now, like, she gets Febreze. So sometimes she walk into the room and she just spray Febreze. Because she's worried about my
parts. Oh, so it's like a preemptive strike?
Yeah.
Like a prophylaxis against the smell?
Yes. But also the Febreze.
By the way, for our Patreon viewers, obviously the dog is whipping away. You know, the dog has been great doing most of my pods, but he's never had both of us doing a pod at the same time. So he's getting involved. So actually, this is interesting. I wish we could have put the question out to the viewers, like, what is the farting etiquette? How upset are you allowed to be? Because everybody farts.
Yeah, and, you know, it got to the point where I was just kind of ripping farts in front of her.
To annoy her.
Yeah.
Which is a problem. That's actually that's passive aggressive.
Is it?
Well, because you know it annoys her, so you rip a fart and then try to act like, well, what? People fart. Like, but that's passive aggression because you know that she hates it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And then she let one rip, you know, as a joke. But obviously, that's the thing. I try not to fart too much.
She let one rip as a joke?
Yeah, she would.
Yeah, but if a woman lets one rip back on me as a joke, I get down on one knee.
No,
I'm like, marry me. Because that's my kind of woman. You know, one that gets that farts are funny. Farts are funny.
She's, yeah, she likes it.
Farts are funny. Where's Katie? Katie!
But she likes a tidy house, Anna. That's for sure.
Well, that's good. You know, we need that. We're just messy guys, you know? So,
and, you know, we had a nice system for cooking dinners, that's for sure. We had a nice system.
Oh, that was nice. So here's the question. Like, she went back to Portugal, you came back here. That's tough. But then you feel like maybe the break has been good?
The break has been great. Yeah, we're back to, you know, we're together now. We're still together. And the break has been great. And we're probably moving together when I go back to Dublin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, nice. Well, you'll probably get better dinners than the fucking dinners we make for each other.
Yeah, well, you know, Anna, there's more vegetables with Anna. You know, she, like, this is where I got the whole pepper thing. You know, chopping up the fresh peppers and tomatoes.
Yeah, Aiden came back with like a few new habits.
Yeah,
you know?
Yes. I learned that from Adam.
We started having pepper salads, and he didn't fart as much in the house, which was great. Yeah. But now you've gone back. All your habits are back. The cabinets, the cupboards are back open.
The bachelor boys are back.
The bachelor boys are back. Your bedroom is fucking. I noticed in your bedroom just now that there's an empty tub of Talenti ice cream sitting at the side of your bed, which, knowing when that was eaten, has been there for 48 hours.
Yeah. No, there was a little bit left in the middle of the night. I had some, I do wake up sometimes in the middle of the night.
But you ate melted ice cream?
No, it was in the freezer. I just took it in.
Oh, right.
There was a little bit left.
No, I know it is, yeah. But you did replace it with a
bucket of Turkey Hill.
So, you know, on today's episode, I did think that we would, I was just going to try to do a silly episode about like masturbation stories. But since Katie's not here, can we just give out about Trump for just like 2 minutes?
Yeah, well, it's a disaster. I mean, it really doesn't look good for America right now. You know, if you watch the news in Ireland, you're seeing this. It's so bad for the image. You know, Texas, Arizona, Florida.
I know, going after Florida. So, I mean, Ireland has like 18 new cases, and people are like, maybe we're opening up too fast. And America's like, what was that, 55,000 cases in Florida yesterday or something?
Yeah. There's more cases.
In Florida, one state.
Yeah, more cases in one day in Florida than South Korea's had in the entire pandemic.
The entire pandemic. And Trump is blaming that. Dr. Fauci was wrong a couple of times. Like, Trump has been wrong every time. Trump hasn't got one fucking thing right. But Dr. Fauci made maybe like before we knew as much as we knew, Dr. Fauci, they made some assumptions based on the data available at that time that turned out to be wrong. For example, masks. Like originally it was like, don't wear masks. They were worried about everybody making a run on masks. They needed PPE. And at the time they were thinking, what's the point of wearing masks? Because it's not going to protect you against the virus. But what they didn't know is that people were asymptomatic. So it protects you spreading the virus. Then they learned that. Then they changed their recommendation. You know, that's not being wrong. It's basing it on the best available information at the time. Whereas Trump has just gone against every scientific thing based on the fact that he wants to pretend that this thing doesn't exist.
Yeah. I mean, it's ignorant.
Which is just fucking ridiculous.
You know,
so we've been watching the CNN all morning, you know, and because to us, 9 a.m. is like mega late. I was like, Katie, how early can you do? She was like, 9?
Yeah, she's still sleeping.
I've been up since fucking 6:30.
We switch over from morning Joe too.
Then we get a little morning Joe. We get a little like Joe Scarborough's Emmett. But I don't want to totally bore our Irish sisters. But I know over in Ireland, people are like, what's it like over there? And like, obviously for us right now, it's totally fine. But in the United States, it's terrible. Because we can only hope that Trump gets annihilated.
New York is doing great now. That's
Because we had a proper scare. The rest of the country was like, the rest of the country was 2 months ago was thinking, how come we all have to shut down because New York is full of immigrants and they've all got the coronavirus? And now they didn't pay attention and they all opened up too early because, you know, the hoax and the cure is worse than the disease. And now, lo and behold, the disease is worse than the cure.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise. You know?
But here in New York, like, you got to wear a mask. If you're not wearing a mask inside, people, you know, you can tell people are aware. And they're,
you go oh, crazy. Yeah. You got to mask up.
I think in Ireland too.
But I what I don't like about masks is I can't recognize. I don't know who's who. Sometimes people, oh, she's on somebody else. Oh, she's on somebody else's.
In my defense, I thought when you said we'll do something silly with Aiden that you meant you and Aiden were doing one later. That's why I was like, okay, great. And then when I looked at my phone and I saw that, I was like, oh shit. Oh, you meant with me.
No, you said 9 o'clock.
Yeah. And then you said, I said either we can do 9 o'clock, and you said, or I could do something silly with Aiden.
Yeah, and then you said, no, 9 o'clock is fine.
I said 9 is fine, or if you want to do something silly with Aiden, that's fine too. And then you said, okay, I'll do some, or you said something silly, so I just presume.
Yeah, no, I said I can do something silly with Aiden. You said, I'm easy, but I can get up at 9. Then I said, let's do something silly with Aiden tomorrow then.
Well, you see, in the last sentence where I said I can get up at 9, I said, or if you want to do something silly with Aiden, that's fine too.
Oh, right. That was a misunderstanding. Sorry. My bad.
Which is fine. But yeah. So just, yeah. To explain why I didn't wait.
Oh, yeah. But you did say I'll be up at 9.
Yeah. Well, 20 past 9 is close to it.
Yeah. But when I said let's, I meant like as in I was including you, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't mean like I'll do something silly with Aiden. I was saying we'll do something. So when you said okay, great, I was like, oh, okay, great.
Hi Aiden, how are you?
So we've been chatting away.
Great.
So you don't have much more to do now. So okay, well, what at the beginning Aiden was just giving an update on on his relationship with Anna. Then we were moaning about Trump. But now that you're here, what's your feeling about farting in a relationship?
Oh my God. I was, this actually just happened to me the other night. I had to keep getting up during the night because I needed to fart, but I didn't want to fart in front of him. So I had to get up and leave into the kitchen. I don't know. I would hold that off for ages.
So sorry, so say that again. So you needed to fart, but you didn't want to fart in front of him.
Yeah. No, I would hold it off. I wouldn't fart for a long time in front of them. I don't know why. I think farting's really funny, but it's just, it's, you know, because once you fart in front of them, it's a new stage of the relationship.
Exactly. That's what we were discussing.
What happened to me was I farted and then she walked into the room. I thought I was alone. She came to the room and it was really bad.
She walked into a situation where he thought he was isolated and then she walked into like a hot one.
Like it was a hot one. It was really,
you know, the hot ones, right?
You're like, oh, something's, there's like a dead mouse in the
yeah, attic. You know, they just come out heavy. Like the minute you feel it coming out of your ass, you know that this is a problem and it's going to hang out for a while, you know?
And what, did she say anything or did you both just ignore it?
She was very angry.
She went crazy.
She was angry?
Yeah, but we've just talked about this, so that's why
Sorry. I wouldn't be angry because it's not like you just did it while you're both eating dinner and you're like, hey, babe.
In a fun way, she was not angry. She was like, oh my God, it was so bad, she couldn't handle it. And then we like to go to the dollar store. That's the thing. We go shopping and the dollar stores are open. So she bought like a whole load of Febreze.
No, but here's the great thing. Here's the great thing in terms of the development of their relationship. Aiden then started ripping farts in front of her because he knew that it made her so mad. And in revenge, she ripped one back.
That's great. I love her.
Yeah, see, that's exactly the reaction I had, Katie.
Yeah. That's great. That's someone who has a good sense of humor.
Exactly. So here's the question, though. When you say you didn't want to rip one in front of him, you didn't want to get to that next phase. Is it that phase is too, it's too quick to get to that phase, the fart phase?
Yeah, we're only a couple of months, so that's way.
Yeah, you're not.
We haven't even had the conversation of what we are. I'm not going to fart in front of them.
Yeah, and let me ask you a question. You know, when you're holding in one, like you were holding in when you went to the kitchen, but you know, you can tell when it's going to be a smelly one or not. Like, did you know that you had like one that was really worth ripping? Like, did you waste one that would have been like a loud one? Because I know when I'm going to have like, you know, when I have like trapped wind and it's not going to be smelly, but it's going to be a real loud ripper. Mm-hmm.
It was like that because it wasn't smelly, but it was like trapped wind because I'd had a
curry. Yeah, I know. But see, I don't like wasting them. They're so fun.
Oh, no. I got to get up like four because I held it in so long. I kept getting up and then being like, I'll be too loud. And then I go back to bed. And then eventually
it's hard. If you know it's not going to be smelly, but you try to sort of rip it quietly. But sometimes they're so sometimes trapped wind is so bad that it's not even possible to release it without noise.
I know.
The air pressure is so high. The PSI is so strong that it's impossible to release that air without some sort of noise. You know, you try to rip one quietly, but it's still like, you know?
Yeah. Well, the aircon is on, you know, so it kind of covers it, which is grand.
The aircon? The aircon doesn't cover Aiden's farts. The aircon doesn't cover Aiden's farts. I'll say that right now.
What's that? Silent and deadly, right?
Yeah, silent.
Yeah, no, the silent ones, your fact. I was literally just having this conversation with my friend. You can't go silent.
No, if you go silent, you have to
you're going
to
destroy
the place. Astoria, so you can just blame Flushing Bay. You can just say, wow, it must be low tide. You know? That's your only hope. But I personally am of the opinion that when you get to that stage in a relationship where you can rip them, that's great. The problem is that women really never rip them, you know, even though they fart just as much, they won't rip them.
And it's really funny when a woman does eventually.
You know, I have that joke. I have the joke in my show about, you know, crying with the me and mom I do about crying. And then I do a whole thing about crying during Soul Cycle classes because, you know, when you say men cry like a girl, what it means is they cry in public. Men cry like women fart. They cry, you just never see it.
Yeah,
women fart too. Like when a man farts, he's like fucking like rips it and like there's like puts up his muscles like a thing of pride, whereas a woman farts, it's like, oh my God, that would, I can't believe that happened. Oh,
that's the first time it's ever happened.
I've never farted before. Yeah. Oh my God, is this menopause?
And how come, you know, I always find this interesting, like that burping is okay, like it's perfectly fine, but it's because guys will burp in front of you like really loudly way before they'll fart, I feel.
Well, I guess because burps are, they have a lower percentage chance of being super stinky.
I know, but it's just like, ugh. It's like something that
you're I think it's disgusting. I can't stand it.
Somebody recently was playing volleyball. He burped and then served. And I was disgusted. And he was on the other side of the court.
Yeah.
It was Reed. It was Reed.
Yeah, the guy I'm seeing, he'll like do these like subtle burps. And I think he thought that I couldn't see them. But then we were out for dinner once.
This is blurry?
Yeah, and I was like, you know, I can see you. And he was like, no, I actually thought the whole time that I, because he goes, woohoo, and kind of blows it out of the side of his mouth.
Oh, that, I don't like that. I actually don't like that.
But yeah, he was like, oh, I thought you.
Blurry is our current guy.
Oh, Blurry?
He's a nickname.
Oh, yeah.
You can call him Burpee, though. You've met him at a different time in their relationship.
Oh, you call him Blurry.
Well, Blurry, because it was COVID dating, and their initial dates were on FaceTime, but wow. His connection was so shit that she was starting to think that he was fake because he was almost like pixelated. You know? He was like a sex offender who was like talking about his past but didn't want to reveal his mess. Like, yeah, I think you're really attractive, but I can't give you my real voice or my real face.
I know, everybody was worried. My sister was worried because his last Instagram post was from like 2017.
Oh,
she was like,
yeah, that is worrying, yeah.
But he since has put up a new one. And since I told him all this, he was like, oh, yeah, I should really put up a picture of myself. So
yeah, to make sure you're real.
I could say so many things to that. Because when I don't know if I want to change the topic.
No, go right now. You can change the topic, Aiden. Go ahead. Let loose, Aiden.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you know, this pooing is another situation. You know, pooing. Anna never poos. It's unbelievable. She doesn't poo.
She's a pooless. She's genetically modified human. She's pooless. We found these new humans that don't poo.
Anna doesn't poo, man. Yeah.
That's the fucking. She's.
But I know. But she goes. Sometimes she goes to the toilet for a long time, and you come back in, it smells like flowers, and the window's open. It's like the window's open. You know what's going on in here?
So when you say Anna doesn't poo, what do you mean? Like she acts like she's never pooed in her life?
She doesn't. She never admits she poos. You know, she won't. I don't poo. She jokes about it. I smell like flowers. I don't poo. I don't poo.
It is funny how women are so much more up. Although, in fairness, my father was very uptight about poo.
Yeah, I love pooing.
Like it's very important if you are in a relationship to get the white scrubby thing out after you poo. It's very important.
Oh, yes. Guys. Women don't like if there's any, you know.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Guys aren't inclined to grab the toilet brush and wipe away any remnants that hit off the bowl.
Yeah, we will get mad at that for sure.
Sorry, that's just a text from my cousins who are going to be using my. But go ahead, Ed. I'll keep talking about pooing.
Okay, so this is one thing, anyone listening on this shit, that's very important. Get that white scrubby thing, any man. You know, like even sometimes, like no streak of nothing could be left.
Yeah.
No brown streaks, no nothing. You got to make sure that thing is polished when you leave.
Yeah. But we were raised incorrectly because mom never once said to us, hey, by the way, grab the brush if there's any, you know. I mean, if this is too disgusting for our listeners.
Sorry. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
No, it's not. I think there's a lot of people like that, though, that don't even know what the brushy thing is for.
Okay, Katie. So you're on a date. Hey, Flint, you're on a date. And it's gone well. And maybe it's the third date. You're back at his place. But you have to go for a shit. What do you do?
Oh, I don't know. Because it's hard because you can't have sex then if you need to go. And I have IBS. So if I've eaten something dodge, I'm effect. I would just go. Yeah, I would just go put the tap on. I've done that before. Put the tap on.
I put the tap on.
Everybody knows like when the tap's on as well. But yeah.
But do you drop and flush immediately? Do you just drop flush?
Yeah.
Try to get rid of the smell.
I put the toilet paper down so that they don't hear the drop. So you put toilet paper in the loo first. This
oh,
is really
right.
Weird.
There's a tip. That's a Katie boy tip. So you put toilet paper in the loo so you don't get the plop.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
if you flush straight away, you get the smell.
Especially in these New York apartments.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I did once. I put soap. Down the loo and flushed it again after, just so it would smell nice in the air. It was really
because there was no Febreze.
No, yeah. And then it's harder in New York because the toilet is like in the kitchen in most places in the apartment. So
yes, there's nothing worse
in New York, man.
Mm-hmm. Or like when you're in a hotel, you know.
Yeah,
when you're in a hotel, it's like Jesus. Like, turn on the TV there.
Yeah,
there's no window. What are you going to do in New York? A lot of bathrooms don't have windows.
Yeah, it's not. It's not.
You got to drop and flush ASAP, you know.
Yeah.
And then you better hope that toilet has quick refill, because when you drop and flush, then you still have to wipe. And then when you wipe, you want to make sure that you're able to flush again to get rid of that toilet paper. But sometimes that doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Like the toilet, Two Pups Coffee. Amazing coffee shop in Dublin. One of my faves. Everyone should go there. But for a while, they fixed it now. But for a while, they had this toilet that had like the longest gap between flushes. So sometimes you'd like, I'd walk in and like, obviously the previous person had had a problem with the amount of time that it took for the thing to refill. So there was like stuff in the toilet. So I'd like flush it before I go. Then I go because it's a coffee shop and I'm having my first coffee in the morning. So I'm doing my business there. Then I finish. The thing hasn't fucking refilled. And now there's somebody waiting outside thinking I'm the asshole. So I'm like standing there trying to wash my hands as long as possible, like waiting for the fucking refill. And then you don't wait long enough. So you go to flush. It hasn't refilled enough. You don't get a flush and you're back to square one.
That's true.
It's worse than, you know, like trying to download on WeTransfer. You know, so you got to be careful. You know, you can really end up in dilemmas.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
What's that?
When someone's waiting outside. Too.
Oh, the pressure, man. The pressure when somebody's waiting outside.
Flush too soon.
Oh, God. And then you walk out and you're making a face like you don't know whether to say sorry as like a joke or just say nothing. And if you're still eating and you know that that person is at a table near you, there's nothing you can do. I mean, you just if they look at you, you just have to be like, well, you never shat in your life.
Yeah.
There's too much shit shaming.
Yeah, it's exactly, Katie. There's too much shit shaming.
It's horrible.
You'd be able to say to the guy, listen, you know, it's got to refill. You know, just let it refill and then flush it.
Yeah, you should say, listen, unless you're really, unless it's an emergency, I recommend waiting 60 seconds because it's just, anyway, you should go to Two Pups. It's my one of my favorite coffee shops in Dublin. And I'm not saying anything bad about them, but they know because they fixed it. That they used to have too long of a gap between flushes. Yeah. Now, Katie, how did you feel when you came to – this is the last poo thing. This is the last poo thing. When you came to America, were you quite surprised at the amount of water that was already in the toilet?
Oh,
and
yeah.
That when you,
actually,
and that when you flush, that when you flush, there's no, like, ferocious flow of water. It's just more like a kind of like a
– Yeah. No, I did notice that.
And
no,
did
I
you
wasn't...
notice something else? This is kind of disgusting. Did you notice when you came to America first that it's a lot easier to examine what went down?
Oh, because it sits up further?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you notice
definitely...
that?
Yeah, and I don't want to see because I have hypochondria. So I'm like, oh, it's a weird color. I'm dying.
Yeah, because so. when I was 17, I brought one of my buddies from boarding school over for the summer. And the first thing he said to me was, man, when you take a shit here, you can really fucking see it afterwards.
You know, I do like the two flush thing. Like
what's the two?
One's for just pee and one's for
poo. Oh, yeah, the button for the pee or the button for the poo. Yeah.
Do you have that in New York?
They're not really into that here.
And we, then, we have it on our loo, but I feel like it's the same flush.
Yeah, you feel like there's no difference?
Yeah.
But do you have a powerful flush or do you have like a...
It's powerful, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can't beat a powerful flush, man.
In New York, you get more powerful flushes.
No, I feel like in Ireland, you get more powerful flushes.
Yeah,
because there's less water in the bowl. There's more water coming out of the tank. Mm. New York got a lot of animals, the ones that just it spins around. It's more like spinny, and then like at the end, it's like...
Yeah, I remember the first time. I do have like a weird memory of being like, shit, is that shit going to go down?
Because there's so much poo.
No, because it just spins around. And
yes.
Like, oh! And then it goes.
American loos. Yeah, very, very different. Very, very.
Ah, poo.
Anyway, that's more poo conversation than we intended to have. But.
Yeah. One thing I will say, in the relationship, I have a bad habit of doing that thing, swallowing.
Oh, like clearing your nose out.
I hate that, guys. Top tip for any men out there. Do not do this in front of women.
I hate it. It's like you're swallowing your snot. I just gagged. It's like you're swallowing your snot. Stop it. No, I would call you straight on that. I would prefer farting, shitting, everything. You know, sometimes guys are like, when I was younger, they would show you their snot on their tongue after doing it. So we know where it's going. Ugh. He turned my stomach. I didn't have breakfast.
When I do that, it's like a dog whisperer. And it's like, hi, hut, shoot, shoot.
I love Anna. This is great.
Yeah, poor Anna. I mean, Anna's a bit like Blurry, though, in the sense that they become characters. They become characters on the pod. That's not really fair, you know?
Yeah.
But also when I did meet Anna, she wasn't on social media. So
no, I was social media.
I met Anna on Bumble, believe it or not. You know, it's not like a natural meeting in the world. But she has no Instagram, no Facebook.
Oh, you would automatically assume that she's like fake.
Fake. But then, you know, just a beautiful woman is like on a first date. You know,
so no social media.
But she's on LinkedIn. So I had to find her. But I had to find her on LinkedIn. But there's no Anna Duarte.
That's a good sign, though. She cares about her career.
Yeah, there's no Anna Duarte on LinkedIn. I was like, there's something up with this girl. When I first met her, I was like, what's going on? But she uses her mother's maiden name. So it's like Anna Rubio or whatever on LinkedIn. But then she's able to see, because she has Premiere, so she's able to see who's stalking her on the... So she saw that I was looking her up on LinkedIn.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, yeah, I told her, I got to look you up. I was like, I need social media. I didn't know who you were. I was like, I had to
figure it out. Yeah, because there's catfishes all over the place.
Yeah. I would have done... Everybody does the same.
Yeah, I mean, Katie was freaking out. She's meeting a guy she's never seen, only pixelated.
Yeah, I had read his whole website online. Well, I had asked for it, but like, yeah, I stalked him for sure.
Yeah, you gotta stalk.
Yeah, I mean, it all went down. I mean, you know.
So I had thought that today's episode, I was gonna suggest that we do like, you know, funny masturbation stories and stuff, just because Aiden was gonna be on, and we were just gonna talk about like, I was gonna talk about like masturbation stuff. But I mean, we've had a fair whack of stuff. Already. I mean, we've already, Katie, just so you know, we've already recorded for 32 minutes.
Okay.
So
I'm not saying that, I'm just saying that we're not under a ton of pressure, but yeah. We also didn't have a chance to chat about what we were going to talk about before we started. So I'm laying down this topic on you without you having had a chance to discuss it. What, Aiden?
I'm just curious now, I'm sorry, about the pixel guy. How did he look when you first met him? Like, not pixely.
Oh, yeah. Well, he had his mask on for a really long time. Drop it.
You don't get to ask questions because we've talked about Blurry 100 times.
I know. I'm curious.
He's good.
I get
He's
it.
Good.
But unfortunately, all our listeners know all about Blurry.
He's great. I had him in a Ga jersey the other night. It's all going good.
You had him in a Ga jersey?
He came over. He came over from like the train, like to mine. It was tropical storm. And he was just soaking wet. And he just was like, do you have a t-shirt? And then he changed into shorts he had. And I just gave him a Ga jersey. And he was sitting there.
That is an Irish immigrant romance story right there.
I know. I was never more attracted to him.
What county, Katie?
Well, it's actually a local team in Dublin. So
what team was it?
I don't know. It's my friend's boyfriend's jersey. She gave it to me when I wanted to dress up as something anyway, so I'm not even 100%.
You don't even
sure.
know what club it is? What kind of an Irish woman are you? You can't get turned on unless you know the club.
Well, in my head, it was a Kildare club. It did look a bit like a St. Mary's.
Where's the jersey?
It's in my loo. Do you want to see it? No.
Yeah, I want to see the jersey right now. I can't believe that this hasn't been happening already. So Katie's Blurry comes over all wet. I feel like that's like a Barry's ad. Yeah, you know, puts the jersey on. It's like, let's get busy. Yeah, but first, let's have a cup of Barry's tea.
Advertising Barry's tea in New York.
I feel like the Katie, can you hear me?
Oh,
let's see. Let's
old
see.
School too.
Oh, sorry. I got to switch the camera for a sec. Magenta?
Magenta?
That's
maybe it's like a special one. Maybe it's not even a guy. I don't know.
Show me the front. Show me the front. It's Adidas. That's a soccer jersey.
Yeah. That's like a.
Yeah, but it's...
It's an old school 80s.
It's an old school... shite. Sorry, Katie. Sorry to ruin your... your wet dream there, but... That's a vintage soccer jersey.
It looks like a St. Mary's.
Yeah, sorry, Katie. There's not too many Ga jerseys sponsored by Adidas, just so you know.
Oh, okay. I'll never tell them.
It's not O'Neill's.
I'm gonna get. Yeah, I knew it was. Sorry to ruin your dream. That's why I was thinking it was a local.
Because I was thinking that the dirty Barry's ad for that would be like Irish immigrant in New York. Like, oh, that's great. I've met an American, and then he comes over. And he's like, hey, sorry, I'm soaking wet from the rain. Have you got anything? And then he puts on the Ga jersey, and you make him a couple of Barry's. And then while he's drinking the Barry's,
you go down on him. And he's sitting there drinking Barry's, having a happy smile, being like, fucking hell, being Irish is the way to go.
Yes. I did make him Barry's as well. I actually have Barry's. And he says he loves the Barry's. So, you know, I was really like making them presentable for my father.
Nice.
Some toast as well. Butter that toast.
I'll have to get a proper guy jersey. I'm raging now.
Making
anyway.
Tea and a fucking crisp sandwich and then fucking suck the cock off him.
All of that happened. Barry the crisp sandwich.
God, pull it, Katie, on the ground. So anyway, that's blurry. Well, you know, I personally,
what was I going to say?
Do you want to do like funny masturbation stories or no? I mean, Katie, I feel like you talk about all your wanking stories all the time anyway.
Yeah, I don't think of any funny.
So I was thinking it'd be funny because we have Aiden and I, you know, like, yeah. it's a weird thing when back in the day, obviously, there was no iPhones and stuff. So like we were three boys, 4 years apart. Aiden's only 4 years younger than me. My brother Mike was 2 years younger. So when I was 16, Aiden was 12. And obviously from 11 or 12, guys are wanking all the time. You're at peak wanking age. Mm. And when I was back from Ireland, when I was 16 and you were 12, all of us, three of us in the house, had to fucking wank. And the only place, there was only one television, yes, to fucking watch, you know, titillating material. So I don't know how we did it, honestly.
Well, I mean,
how did we schedule the amount of wanking that we did watching Spice? Yeah, so, because we had an illegal cable box. So we had 24-hour Spice Network, which was kind of like edited hardcore porn. So there was no like entry shots. There was no penis into vagina shots, but it was the same actors that do proper hardcore porn.
How did you do it? How did you?
I never caught you guys.
Yeah,
you caught me having a wank once, but I think I lied to you. You were quite young, though. I was quite young too.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I know. Mom caught me once.
Your mom caught you?
Yeah, mom caught me.
What did she say?
Well, I mean, this is 100% true story. So we have, you know, Des tells the story of the Spice Channel, right? So
yeah, that's what I was just telling.
It was Channel 63, right?
Yes.
So I was watching the Spice. So I think my mother had a rent a car because normally I could hear her coming down the road because she had a Ford Bronco growing up. So
Ford Bronco too.
It was a loud car. I think it was in the shop. You don't rent the car. I didn't hear her come in. So she opens the door.
So was it during the day you're watching 63?
Yeah, it was like right border time. Mom comes from work.
And this is when the TV was still in the front room.
Yeah,
TV in the front room. That's a big difference,
you know. So, anyways, the door opens. I get my pants up one channel down. Which
you got it down to the Japanese channel? Yeah. Japanese channel 62. Yes. So
the Japanese channel was on. I got my pants up, but I didn't have time to buckle them. So mom walks in, she's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Oh, I'm looking for my shoes." You know, I was like, "I'm getting ready, I'm going out." She's like, "What do you mean you're going out? You're not going out." She's like, "Were you masturbating?" I was like, "No, mom, I was like, you're masturbating." And then she and then she just walked away and it was like awkward. And then she calls me in to her room that night and gave me like a talking to.
What did she say?
She's like, "There's something wrong with you. You're masturbating. What's going on with you?" It's 100% true story, like the shaming of the masturbating. And I just was like, "I don't do it, Mom. I wasn't masturbating. I wasn't masturbating." She's like, "You're disgusting. What's going on? And I'm worried about you. There's something wrong with you."
But the funny thing is that nowadays parents will call you and be like, "I know that you're masturbating, yeah. So just so you know, it works better if you take yourself close to orgasm, then stop, and then build it up again." It's like everything has changed. I really recommend that, you know, you watch porn, but just I suggest not getting into violent porn, but just normal porn will be totally fine.
There was none of that. It was horrific. It was like dramatic.
And did you think that there was something wrong with you, or did you know?
We all thought we were doing something wrong. We were jerking off when we were younger.
I should be like, "Mom, that's the third time already today. Sorry."
You're right. There is something wrong with me. I can't stop.
I'm addicted, Eileen.
What was the job?
Illegal cable. You're the one.
Yeah, you're the one that accidentally gave us 24 hours access to porn. You fucking idiot.
What was on the Japanese though? Like, was it Japanese food? She probably was like, "What is he jerking off to?" She's probably a bit worried. What were you watching when she came in?
Well, what was up? She wasn't.
She knows.
Oh.
We used to catch my dad. That was a joke, and my dad was nearly Jane's mom. We used to catch my dad watching fucking Spice sometimes.
but he was always watching the Japanese channel.
So the joke in the show, which is a totally true story, is, you know, so every now and then, you know, it's particularly, so I was older, right? So I'd come back from Ireland, I'd be going out. So I'd be coming home like 11, 11:30. That was like my curfew. So that's like, you know, my dad, he lives in a house with three children and his wife, but we're very early. We go to bed early in our house. So my mother would go to bed, and that was like my dad's time, you know? He'd watch sports for a while, and then when everything got really quiet in the house, I think he used to flick up to 63, you know? But I'd be out, and then I'd come in quietly, and then, like, I'd walk through the thing, and then, you know, my dad, he didn't know how to, like, change channels other than to flick, to click down. So he would click down to 62, and you'd walk in, and it'd be like, you know, oh, I'm and then... You know, I'd be like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, it's just flicking around, man. It's just flicking around. But one time, this is totally true. I walked in and he was fast asleep, like passed out in the chair, and fucking Spice was going full belt. You know, like, it's like, oh, yeah, fuck me. Yeah, fuck me. Yeah, yeah, fuck me. My dad asleep in a chair. So then I was like, Dad. And he was like, oh, and he just went, and it was like, oh, tuk-a-tuk-a. So anyway. That was a joke from my dad, his name James Bond. But it's 100% true story. We used to catch him fucking watching Spice. And then the funny thing is, when we got older, you know, like, I guess when I started coming back, like when I was 19, you guys were like a little older, like, you know, 15. Well, I guess you must have been 17. So my dad would just be like, flick it on and be like, fucking look at that, man. They're not real. Those aren't real. They're not real, man.
We started watching it all
together. Yeah, we definitely watched it together a couple times. Yeah. It's like, come on, they're not real, man. Come on. That's not real.
You know,
they're fake.
Yeah, because they never showed that it was a soft.
Yeah. You know, so he'd watch it, be like, "Oh, look at that, 13. Mate! Look at that, fucking hell!"
There was something like that in Ireland, but it was like called Euro something.
Euro Trash, but that was on Channel 4 late at night.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Yeah, Channel 4 late at night used to have some dirty shit,
but yeah, but our house was the most popular house in the neighborhood. Everyone was coming over, you know.
Do you know that before we got illegal cable, the Playboy channel used to be on, but we had discovered, don't ask me how they discovered this in Brooklyn, Queens, BQ cable, that if you pressed, I think the Playboy channel was like 56. If you went 56 and then held down zero immediately afterwards, Playboy would be unscrambled. So I remember the early days of jerking off. I would 56 zero. I'd be holding the fucking remote in my hand. You had to hold it on zero. You couldn't fucking let it go. Once you let it go, it was gone. So you'd have it on zero, and then you'd have to fucking, you know, use your other hand for jerking off. But then when you shot your load, you had to, you know, it was complicated, the things we had to do to fucking look at dirty shit.
You got good at it. One-handed.
Yeah, and then they stopped the zero, but it would still work. You had to keep pressing zero, and then eventually they figured it out, and then no more. Just scramble, just like pixelated porn, but you could still hear the sound.
Jesus, but...
Yeah, you have no idea, Katie.
No idea
what we went through in the fucking late 80s, early 90s, trying to choke one out.
I know. I don't even need to do anything like that now to get off. I just use my imagination still.
Yeah, well, you know, we did that too.
I'm going back to the imagination, trying not to watch. And then when the internet came around.
I can't remember the last time I jerked off, honestly.
Yeah. It just disappeared from my life.
And then when the hardcore point came on.
First time I get a blowjob after this pandemic, I'm going to have to tell him, don't eat today.
Don't eat today.
There's a lot coming your way.
It's the thick yellowy color.
Oh, Aiden, whoa. Aiden,
I didn't eat breakfast yet. I don't even have my eyebrows on. Actually,
What? This is guy humor, Katie.
Yeah.
Right. We're sick of all this female-focused fucking female-focused content on the shift. It's fucking guy day today, Katie. Sorry,
good. We've talked shit, snots, masturbation, to scramble porn. It's good though that you had to hold down the zero while wanking. It made you good at multitasking, I'd imagine.
Yeah. We're better multitaskers because of holding down the zero.
And we were obsessed with seeing naked women when I was younger.
I think Dan Soder has a routine about this, but this was actually like very much a part of our life. Before Spice came and before we learned about Zero, I was the first masturbator in the house, obviously, because I'm the oldest. But we had Showtime. That was the movie channel that we had. Some people had HBO. But Showtime usually like once or twice a week would have like something dirty, sort of slightly French, or maybe like some like soft English porn, like Adventures of a Plumber's Mate.
So I would literally get the TV guide on a Sunday and go through the TV guide to see when there was something that was going to have like some titties in it. And then I would fucking try to stay awake or wake up to watch that on Showtime. Literally like plan a moment that I could watch something and have a little wink.
Yeah, Showtime After Dark.
Yeah. But it wasn't called Showtime After Dark.
That's kind of romantic though.
It's not romantic. It's fucking sad.
Did you have like a candle and a little meal for yourself before?
No, no. It was just hopefully there was nobody fucking still up. Johnny Palazzolo walked in on me one time. So we have a cousin that had a few issues back in the day with, you know, just like whatever, just nothing crazy. I don't want to say anything negative about the guy, but just like, you know, he went through a period of time where, you know, things were a bit wild for him. So sometimes my mother would like let him stay in the house, you know, because he was whatever, like going through a bad time. And so one time I'm choking one out. Fucking something was good on Showtime or Spice. I can't remember at what age group I was. And he wasn't scheduled to stay or anything. But lo and behold, like it's like midnight, 12:30 a.m. I see a fucking head come through, you know, the way the window, you know, you'd be walking up the stairs. Suddenly there was a head. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, you're like ramp it up. And then fucking Johnny Palazzolo walks in because he, you know, you don't knock or whatever. Yeah. Johnny Palazzolo, he didn't know I was jerking off, but I was like, fuck, that was close. You know, like that was really unexpected, you know?
But for me, when I was younger, this someone was moving out of their house. And I never forget it because it was me, like, you know, Katie Montano, a couple other people from, and Owen, the three of us, like three friends growing up. Someone was moving out of the house on the corner, you know, past Owen's, 189th Street, whatever it is. And we opened up it was like a refrigerator outside. We opened up the refrigerator, a stack of porno magazines. Oh, and when you really? Were like 12 years old, that was a huge. I kept them all, of course, in the house.
That's like open up a treasure. Treasure.
How come you got to keep them? Did your other friends not see?
I don't know. Just because we.
I'm sure you split them up.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. I went to a couple. I have one upstairs, and that we found that magazine. Remember?
Oh, that was one of the Playboys. Yeah, so Playboy. that's actually in my Mia Mama. I have that scene in Mia Mama.
Yeah, you know, with my mom, and she finds a magazine, and it's.
She's definitely. An old lady now. So Aiden opens up the magazine. My mother sees this hot woman. And she was like, oh, she's an old lady now.
And what about like for you guys, I guess, as well, cleanup? Because, you know, there's like all cleanup? That sperm everywhere.
Let me tell you another top tip for people out there in the shift for women. If you see a couple of gym socks on the side of the bed, do not touch them. That is really
Yeah, well, you sometimes use socks or, you know, like a towel that you know is going to go in the wash. Or if you're really organized, you have toilet paper, paper towels, you know, depends on the scenario. Hotels are the best because you just fucking use one of those fucking small towels. You know, there's all these extra towels. You know, I've never washed my face with a washcloth. I can tell you that right now, but it's a very convenient size.
I remember one time a guy, when I woke up in the morning, he was like, I was like really tired, but he wanted to like jerk or wank himself. And I was like, yeah, yeah, fire ahead. I'm just too tired. I'm going to go to sleep. And then like, as he was doing it, I was like, but I just washed the duvet. So don't use it to wipe yourself down.
No, but we never use a duvet. No, never. Never use a duvet. I think most guys are quite paranoid about cleaning it up. So I think you can rest assured that there's not too much, there's not too much remnants.
No duvet. Yeah. Never.
Problem is, there's always a little leakage afterwards, so it's never, you know, it's very hard to get it all because there's always like a little, extra at the end. Oh. You know, 5 minutes later, you're like, oh, sorry, am I late? There's always one bit that pops up. Sorry, guys, I didn't realize I was on the loo.
Oh.
So that's the
funny. Even you know, it's funny when I put it on a sock or. Towel and I wash it. It's always gone. The washing machine does a good job.
Yeah,
I've never taken a sock out of the dryer and there's still white crust on it.
Yeah. Still feeling abused.
So you can rest assured that all this stuff is looked after.
Mm. Oh, that's great.
It's good.
Socks.
To know, right?
Socks are. That's yeah. I've heard about the socks. Jeez.
So anyway, I'm gonna wrap it up because I mean you're getting off easy, Katie. I'm gonna have to send you. The Patreon video.
Please do.
Hopefully it's not a huge file.
Sign to the Patreon, everybody, and you will
hopefully
see
it's not a huge file. This is at Adel Bishop here. If you want to add him, and I'm at Des Bishop, at Katie Boyle Comic.
Yes.
And
well, thank you guys.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're great, Aiden. Thanks for doing it. That was so funny.
Thanks for being a guest on the podcast, Aiden. And we'll see if we ever get back to our normal lives. Katie, you've done some outside shows, have you?
Yeah, I've one every Saturday. So
what are they like?
It's just, it's in a backyard. It's grand. Like, you know, it's just good to get back up and be like, oh, and then I encourage you.
Kind of like going to the gym, though, right? It doesn't feel like you're actually performing. It feels like you're just keeping your head above water.
Yeah, it's better than the Zooms for sure. But yeah, it's not the same. It's not the same. But it's still really great. And we're so lucky. Like, it's the best because it's in QED, so the back garden. So it's actually the best outdoor one I've done so far. But the other one I did was for cars. And then the other one was on a street. So.
Oh, you did a street one? Was that the one Karen Fian did?
No, we did one up at my bar. My friend Lindsay basically organized it. It was fun, but it was like when it's a street, you know, there's people just walking by. You're like, yeah, what the fuck is this? But yeah. Well, yeah, look, it's, you know, it is what it is. It's, yeah, it's grand.
You know, we're just waiting for the International Comedy Club to open up again in Dublin every Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Not going to happen, though. You know, you think maybe August. We'll see. When they know 100% how bad it is to be indoors, I guess we'll be able to make a better call.
I think it's better, obviously, in Ireland and stuff because we don't use aircon. I think that's what the worry is with it here. Is that true?
Oh, is that? Well, I've heard people talk about aircon, but I don't know. I don't know. I really don't.
Yeah. It'll be back quicker in Ireland anyway, won't it?
We don't know. We don't know because if they start opening up and it starts spiking again, what are we going to do?
Oh, jeez. Well, see, yeah. So, look. Is there a
backyard? They're blaming air conditioning because everybody in the south went indoors because it's so hot. But I mean, the reality is that when it gets cold in Ireland, everyone's going to go indoors. Probably going to find out that it wasn't the aircon; it's just being inside.
Yeah.
You know, because obviously, we're not sure if the correlation is the aircon spreading it, or actually, it's just that these people went indoors because it's too hot to be outside.
Yeah.
We'll find out. We'll know soon. Anyway, enough public health messages. Let's go, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Fun episode. Silly episode. I'll talk to you after, Katie. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.